Canada in general has seen the usage of online gambling rise in recent years thanks to new legislation that both permitted single-event betting on sports and opened up the potential of provincial online betting markets. Ontario has led the way with the latter, pioneering Canada's domestic online private casino marketplace with the creation of iGO, iGaming Ontario. More casinos and more players have led to a rise in revenue for the province, which has also taken steps to help ensure online gaming can occur in a safe and responsible manner. Useful organizations. In addition to toolkits provided by online betting platforms themselves, covered extensively below, there are also a large range of independent organizations available to players from Ontario, each offering their own particular service. Whether seeking aid for oneself or on behalf of kith or kin, these organizations can offer substantial assistance to those who may be susceptible to problem gambling. A list has been put together by the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario for these looking for help. The Responsible Gambling Council, RGC, is a non-profit organization dedicated to fighting problem gambling, and has done so for over 3.5 decades. For those who step beyond the bounds of online gambling being a fun pastime, the RGC offers tools to help manage risks and avoid impacts on health or finances becoming excessive. This includes a commitment to safer gambling, players staying within responsible betting limits, recognizing the possibility of loss, and being able to easily stop playing. The RGC provides tips to achieve or maintain this healthy approach to wagering, among which are not playing when intoxicated or emotionally upset, taking frequent breaks, setting budgets and sticking to them. For those in difficulty, the organization has the means to put a problem gambler in touch with support at Connex Ontario, GamTalk, Gambling Therapy, or RecoverMe. Blocking websites and self-excluding are also advocated for those who cannot keep a firm grip on finances. Connex Ontario is there to support people who want to talk about various mental health struggles, including problem gambling. This organization also helps individuals to put together strategies to deal with and recover from mental health challenges. It offers a free and confidential service, and can put bettors in touch with counseling. PlaySmart is a gambling encyclopedia put together by the OLG, Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation, so players can have all the information they need to make intelligent choices about how they play so wagering stays fun while still being responsible. Within my PlaySmart tools, players can set up their own customized budgets for time and money, while the PlaySmart quiz is an engaging way to discover what play style an individual has. In addition, the OLG also provides the means to self-exclude via my play break for periods ranging all the way from a single day to 5 years. Casino toolkits. The above-mentioned organizations are excellent resources when trying to stem a gambling problem and for trying to avoid developing one in the first place. Averting unhealthy and irresponsible gambling patterns is also supported by individual sites for casino players within Ontario via online betting platforms offering their own casino toolkits. These can be readily accessed within the settings section of a player's casino account, although it is worth noting the specifics do vary somewhat from one online casino to another. These casino tools are intended to support players who seek to establish a safe and reasonable approach to playing in regards to both time and money, to ensure that betting stays fun and does not incur undue risk. Among the most common available options from these casino toolkits is the capacity to control bankroll and stakes in a manner fitting to one's means, via limitations that can be set both for deposits and individual stakes. This helps a player, whether one with deep pockets or who prefers to play with more modest stakes, to avoid straying into the red to an excessive degree by depositing more than one should. Likewise, the stake limitation is a great way to avoid absent-mindedness diverting a player from the sensible approach of having a stake equate to roughly 1-2% of the total bankroll, playing fund. This is a good idea because it builds up resilience so a run of bad luck does not result in rapidly clearing out the bankroll and tempt a player into considering an impulsive deposit. On a similar note, but the other side of the coin, a stake limit stops a player enjoying a good run from hiking stakes which can, if luck runs out, soon deplete a previously healthy playing fund. Some casino toolkits include the option to set a gaming session's maximum length. This is ideal for players who are adept at keeping a tight rein on finances but can let time get away from them and end up sinking hours more than desirable into gaming. Casinos may also offer the ability for players to take short breaks if they feel the need, or to self-exclude on a lengthier basis if a long break is required. Future self-exclusion program. At the time of writing, self-exclusion occurs on a casino-by-casino basis, but there are plans afoot for a simpler and more comprehensive approach in Ontario. As part of its contractual agreements with operators, IGO requires them to participate in a future coordinated and centralized self-exclusion program. When this has been developed and implemented, this more unified approach will enable players who opt to use it to take a break from all regulated online gaming websites within Ontario. The proliferation of online betting sites means that players often have multiple accounts at various casinos, and being able to self-exclude from all of them, within Ontario, with a single decision would be far quicker and easier than doing so at each individual betting site. Casinos naturally have a competitive tendency to try and make themselves distinct and superior to their rivals, but when it comes to responsible gaming, this is an exception where coordination can, and, in the future, will, make sense for all concerned and be an obviously better situation for players as well. Casino apps, pros and cons. While not ubiquitous, many online casinos have apps that provide easy access via mobile devices to the array of gaming diversions available. Naturally, this makes gaming, particularly for shorter sessions, eminently convenient, as playing on the go could not be any more accessible. Generally, sites with apps have them for both iOS and Android devices, with Windows-specific apps a little less common. Players using mobile devices will also find faster load times when using an app rather than accessing the mobile version of a casino website. One of the downsides of casino apps is that, by the very act of making casinos and their games readily accessible, individuals who are playing more than they should can feel that temptation even more strongly. This can be especially difficult to overcome given how many people have smartphones these days. Helping yourself. The array of third-party organizations outside of casinos and tools available for players within betting sites help to avert and remedy problems arising. However, players should not overlook the importance and potential of self-discipline. All the external advice and outside assistance is less important than the actions and attitude of a player, which is why entering into betting with the right mindset, and sticking to self-imposed limitations, is so critical. In the same way that it's far easier to stay healthy when only having a glass of wine with a meal than it is to cut back when a bottle a night has become a habit, starting out playing casino games with a well-considered budget, for both time and money, is much better than over-egging the cake then trying to cut back. When placing wagers, players should only do so when level-headed. Not only is it deeply unwise to be intoxicated, whether with alcohol or other substances, as these obviously impair judgment to a significant degree, it's also important not to bet when in an overly emotional state. Depression does not lead to sound decision-making and, while nicer to experience, manic delight is also not associated with prudent judgments. On a similar note, it's never wise to chase losses when in a bad mood because of an unlucky run, or to become complacent about winning and hiking stakes after a spell of good luck. Nobody is ever owed a win, whether to counterbalance past misfortune or to continue a pattern of unusual good luck. One smart option many players avail themselves of is playing new games in a zero-stakes mode first. This enables the opportunity to learn how the mechanics of the game works before risking any money, and avoid seeing cash lost due to a misunderstanding of the rules. Online casino gaming is great fun for many Canadians, and playing responsibly is important. But if a problem does develop, there are tools within casinos and available from third-party organizations to help overcome it.